We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program from WEEI Boston, our friend Ryan Hannibal. Hey there, Ryan.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Going well, thank you. We're ready for a little Patriots playoff action against the Bills Saturday night. And well, I start with this question. Despite whatever might happen on Saturday, should Patriots fans consider this season a success just by getting back to the postseason?
Yeah, I would. You have to look at everything that they have, you know, going on. You have a rookie quarterback. They are coming off a year where they went 7-9. You had all these free agents come in, and I know you spent a lot of money on those free agents, but it's hard to get all those guys to mesh, and it takes time. I don't think anybody expected this to be just a one-year rebuild to get back to where they were. It's going to take, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, and I think this was a good first step in doing that. And I just go back to look at, you know, where the Patriots were last year at this time. They weren't in the playoffs. They had no idea who their quarterback was and a million questions on the roster. And now you have your quarterback of the future. You have some guys, you know, in place this year that will only get better in year two in the system. And so I think the future with this organization looks pretty good. And so this was the first step in that, you know, taking that rebuild and getting back to where you were was making the playoffs. And so I do think that this season should be labeled a success, and everything from here on out is just crazy.
Now, they were riding high back in November when they had the first seed for a while, stumbled down the stretch, losing 3 of the last 4. Which team is the real Patriots and the one we're likely to see come Saturday night?
Yeah, that 7-game win streak was kind of the worst thing that could have happened to this team. And it's to no fault of their own. I mean, in that win streak, they played, you know, some subpar competition, and also they played some good teams that had a number of injuries. Look at that game against the Titans, number one seed in the playoffs right now. They were missing basically their entire offense for that game. So I think it's somewhere in the middle. I mean, they're a solid NFL team. They kind of are what they are. And I think that 7-game win streak kind of gave people some false hope with all the, you know, projections for them to play the Bucs in the Super Bowl and all that. And so I think that if the schedule was kind of changed around a little bit, and maybe they had a 3-game win streak, you know, fall by a loss, and it wasn't just 7 straight wins, we'd be talking about this team a lot differently, because it's sort of unfair to the team to kind of label them as the number one seed and, you know, a favorite to go to the Super Bowl, because that's not what they were. They weren't like that. So I think that they're somewhere, they're not, you know, what they were at the end of the season, but they're also not that 7-game win streak team. So probably somewhere in the middle.
We're talking with Ryan Hannibal here on Downtown. On the Off Day podcast, you said that the key factor Saturday night might well be the health of the defense, who's available and who's not.
Absolutely. And you have, you know, guys on the injury report this week that just came out, I would say 10 or 15 minutes ago. No players have been ruled out, which is obviously a good sign, but then you have to keep an eye on guys like Kyle Duggar, who's questionable, Dante Hightower, who's questionable, Christian Barmore, who's questionable. So those three guys are kind of your, you know, staples at all three levels of the defense, and you're going to need all these guys against Buffalo's offense. And that's not even mentioning Jalen Mills, who's on the COVID list, and we'll see if he's activated for the game. Based on, you know, what we've heard so far talking to some players, it doesn't sound like they expect to have him. So that means Miles Bryant, Juwan Williams, D'Angelo Ross will have to step up and, you know, take advantage, go up against a tough Buffalo, a deep Buffalo receiving core. So we'll see what happens. You know, I look at that last game against the Bills at home the day after Christmas where they picked on Miles Bryant, and maybe that happens again this time around. And it could be easier for the Bills, too, because they were without Cole Beasley and Gabriel Davis in that game. So I would say, you know, with these injuries, the secondary really has, you know, their work cut out for them against this Buffalo offense.
When you look at these two teams side by side, is there any area of the game where the Patriots might have the upper hand?
I kind of think it's up front, you know, the lines, especially on offense. I think the Patriots' offensive line can kind of have their way with the Bills' defensive line, like we saw in that first meeting in Buffalo with the crazy weather. And so if the Patriots have any chance of winning this game, I think they have to ride that. They have to ride their running game. And obviously that comes down to playing from ahead. They need to get off to a better start than they have to end the season with these games and play the game on their terms, because we've seen they're so much better when they do that. And it also comes back to taking care of the ball. They're 8-0 when they win the turnover battle, and their record's not that great when they lose the turnover battle. So there's little things like that that kind of play into the Patriots, you know, and winning this game, and definitely riding the run game is one of them.
I thought after that first game in Buffalo with the weather and everything else that maybe Bill Belichick was right in Sean McDermott's head. not so much in the second game. And I don't know, maybe that whole idea is overrated, that the team with most talent is likely to win more often than not.
Yeah, that was funny because the narrative definitely shifted. You remember after that game where McDermott kind of called out Bill in that press conference, didn't want to give him any credit. And then I thought the roles were reversed in that second meeting where the Bills were the ones that were the calmer, cooler team, and it was the Patriots that picked up those, you know, bad penalties after plays, and Bill Belichick was the one kind of losing his mind on the sideline going after referees. So we'll see what happens this time around. I think there's definitely more pressure on the Bills in this to win this game, so maybe that kind of changes how they approach things, and maybe they do kind of get away from what they did in that last meeting, and that's definitely something to watch, that, you know, if the Bills stay calm and poised and play their game, I think they have a good chance of winning. But then I think we could see some things spiral where if they maybe not get a call, go their way, and Sean McDermott, you know, goes after the referees and is stomping on the sidelines, maybe that feeds down to the rest of the team and the Patriots take advantage.
What's up with the glove and Mac Jones? Do you think he's hiding some kind of injury to that left hand?
It's definitely weird, and I don't want to say that, you know, they're hiding an injury, but just when you match up the timelines where he was placed on the injury report coming out of the bye with that left thumb injury, he was removed before the game against the Colts, but he wore the glove on that left hand, and he's worn it ever since. And you can't say he only wears it because of the cold, because he played in that game indoors and then last week in Miami. But the numbers, you know, the 13 games that he didn't wear the glove and the 4 games that he hasn't, or that he did, they're pretty staggering. His completion percentage is 10 points less. He has, I think the interceptions are up, and then obviously the wins and losses are, you know, night and day. So I wouldn't be surprised if after the year we kind of hear a report come out saying that Mac Jones was dealing with some sort of thumb injury to close out the year. And I'm not making an excuse for him because it is, you know, his non-throwing hand. It doesn't really have that much impact in him throwing the ball, but it's just something that kind of caught my eye.
And in terms of Mac Jones, is any of this the fact that this is really, for him, the first time playing a full-length, longer-than-usual NFL season?
Yeah, I think that's also part of it, too. It's kind of, we talk about that rookie wall, and I think maybe he's hit it. Just think about his entire last calendar year. A year ago, last year, he was winning the national championship at Alabama. Then he was getting into the draft prep and the combine and meeting with teams, and then he joins the Patriots, gets a new playbook, has to beat out Cam Newton in training camp, and then that's before the regular season. Now he has to play a full 17 game season for the first time in the NFL, and, you know, a lot of new things thrown at him. So I think from a mental standpoint, this has been a lot for Mac Jones to handle, and I think that he definitely could benefit from, you know, an off season to relax a little bit and, you know, get all that stuff out of the way and, you know, refresh and become ready to go for, you know, training camp and OTAs and all that next spring.
It is going to be pretty cold there on Saturday night. Does that favor one team at all?
I guess if you had to pick one team, it would be the Patriots, just because of, like I said, their physical style and the run game. But without any real wind and precipitation, I can't see it being, you know, a major factor for either team. And we saw that Josh Allen comment earlier in the week that he worries about his feet getting cold in this, and I don't know if he's letting on something that he probably shouldn't have said about, you know, maybe he loses feeling in his fingers too, because right, that could certainly be related. But if that's not a big factor, then I can't see it favoring either team, because, you know, both teams are gonna have to play in it.
Is anybody on the Patriots, Ryan, playing for next year and for solidifying their role on the team going forward?
That's a good question. I mean, you're maybe not guys that are playing for their jobs, but you'd like to see guys, you know, that were free agents brought on this year, you know, take it up a notch next year. Nelson Aguilar, Jonnu Smith, for sure. Those are two guys that are going to be on the team next year based on their contracts. So you kind of like to see them have some good, strong games. I don't know if it's going to happen this week. It obviously be ideal for the team. But then you also have some other guys, too, like who's going to be the number one back next year, Rhamondre Stevenson or Damian Harris? Do they ride those two like they have? And then there's some free agent questions, too. I think the top of the list is Devin McCourty. He's a free agent after the year, so we'll see what happens with him. Dante Hightower, same thing. So they have some guys. You know, the roster certainly is going to have a lot of turnover between this game and next year, and we'll see how it all plays out this offseason.
Bottom line, Ryan, do the Patriots have to have a mistake-free game to win?
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that they have to play mistake-free to win this game and also get some help from the Bills. Like, I think they're not going to win this game without forcing at least one turnover from Josh Allen. You know, if both teams play a clean game, I think the Bills are the more talented team and will find a way to come away with the win. That's not saying it can't happen. I think the Patriots definitely could force a turnover or two. So we'll see what happens, but I think the Patriots need to play a perfect game and then get some help from the Bills in order to win.
Ryan Hannibal, WEEI, with us here on Downtown. Ryan, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the game Saturday night, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, thanks, Rich. Have a good one.